कि मैले चाहिँ सल्लाहको विषयमा छोटो भनेको थिएँ.
And one thing I said, I had a little wrong idea about what was happening.
अनि मैले एउटा कुरा जे भनेको थिएँ त्यहाँ भइरहेको कुराको गलत अवधारणा मेरो रहेछ.
Now, this reminds me, you have to have a lot of patience with preachers.
अनि यसले चाहिँ मलाई सम्झना गराउँछ कि प्रचारकहरूसँग चाहिँ धेरै धैर्य गर्नुपर्छ.
You make mistakes.
के तपाईँहरूले गल्ती गर्ने गर्नुहुन्छ?
All right, the one who doesn't make mistakes, will you please stand up?
अब गल्ती कहिले नगर्ने जो हुनुहुन्छ नि एकचोटि यसो उभिदिनुहोस् त.
See who this is.
को होला त्यो यसो हेर्नु पऱ्यो.
I don't see anybody like that.
कोही पनि देखिँदैन यहाँ.
There is no such person. We have to have a lot of patience with one another.
अनि एक अर्काप्रति चाहिँ एकदम धैर्य गर्नुपर्छ.
Preaching is a very difficult job.
प्रचार गर्ने काम एकदम गाह्रो काम हो.
Every preacher will make mistakes.
प्रत्येक प्रचारकले चाहिँ गल्तीहरू गर्नेछ.
And I thought that somebody was the Dorje and somebody Joseph even was giving some wrong counsel to Hemanta.
अनि हेमन्त जीलाई चाहिँ मैले यस्तो सोचेको थिएँ कि Dorje अनि Joseph भाइले समेत चाहिँ गलत सल्लाह दिनुभयो भन्ने.
I'm sure that Hemanta gave me that idea.
अब हेमन्तले बताउँदाखेरि चाहिँ मलाई निश्चित लाग्छ कि त्यही धारणा चाहिँ साँच्चै मलाई.
But that's not true.
तर त्यो साँचो होइन.
They were giving him good counsel actually. All of them.
सबैले उहाँलाई चाहिँ एकदम असल सल्लाह दिनुभएको
रहेछ. They ignored it.
तर उहाँले चाहिँ व्यवस्था गर्नुभएछ.
Because of the pressures of life.
किनभने जीवनका दबाबहरूले गर्दा.
But the main point is get the wisest counsel you can.
अदर मुख्य कुरा चाहिँ के हो भने सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह चाहिँ भेटाउनुस्.
I mean Petrus might give you counsel.
अब पत्रुसले तपाईलाई सल्लाह देला.
That might be good.
अनि त्यो असल होला.
Not sure. So we need to just keep getting a little higher.
तर हामी चाहिँ अझ उच्च उच्च तिर जाऊँ.
And get the wisest counsel possible. That's the main point.
सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह चाहिँ तपाईले भेटाउनुस् मुख्य कुरा.
And also talked about a young man that preached about being an old man.
अब एउटा जवानले चाहिँ म बुढो भए भनेर चाहिँ प्रचार गरेको कुरा गरेका थिए.
It was a good message actually.
अब वास्तवमा त्यो सन्देश राम्रो थियो.
And when I was young I preached on that verse.
म जवान हुँदा पनि त्यो पदबाट मैले प्रचार गरे.
Because actually it was David, it was preaching David, he was the old man.
किनभने वास्तवमा दाउद चाहिँ त्यो प्रचारक थियो, दाउदको प्रचारक.
A young man can preach that.
एउटा जवानले त्यो प्रचार गर्न मिल्छ.
I said that a young man can preach that.
एउटा जवानले त्यो प्रचार गर्न मिल्छ.
But not like the old man.
तर एउटा बुढोले जस्तो त होइन.
So always have a lot of mercy and patience with the preacher.
त्यसैले प्रचारक प्रति चाहिँ सधैं धैर्य र धेरै कृपा देखाउनु होला.
And I use real life examples.
अनि मैले चाहिँ जिउँदो उदाहरणहरू दिने गर्छु.
And I will name names.
अनि मैले नामहरू पनि उल्लेख गर्छु.
People in the church.
यही मण्डलीकै व्यक्तिहरू उल्लेख गर्छु.
And it's easy for people to get offended.
अनि व्यक्तिलाई चाहिँ चोट आफूले लिनु ठेस खान चाहिँ सजिलो छ.
Well if you do your eyes are on man not on God.
त्यस्तो तपाईँले त्यसरी लिनुभयो भने तपाईँको आँखा चाहिँ मान्छेमा छ परमेश्वरमा होइन.
Now we're looking at the church at Smyrna.
अब चाहिँ हामी स्मरणाको मण्डलीलाई हेर्दैछौँ.
स्मरणा he knew their works.
स्मरणा
he gave it to me. Now he knew their works.
उहाँले तिनीहरूको काम जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
he knew their tribulation.
उहाँ उनीहरूको संकष्ट जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
he knew their poverty.
उनीहरूको गरिबी जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
Now he knew the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ हामी यहुदीहरू भनी भन्नेहरूको निन्दा पनि जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
In Revelation 2:9 again.
प्रकाश 2 को 9 मा फेरि
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan.
तिम्रो कामहरु संकष्ट र गरिबी म जान्दछु तर तिमी धनवान छौ म तिनीहरुको निन्दा पनि जान्दछु जसले हामी यहुदीहरु हौ भन्छन् तर होइनन् तर शैतानको सभा हुन्.
Again let's pray. We cannot do anything unless God works.
हामी प्रार्थना फेरि गरौ किनभने हामी केही गर्न सक्दैनौ परमेश्वरले काम गर्नु भएन भने. पिता तपाईले काम गर्दिनुस्. हामी यही माग्छौं तपाईको वचन तपाईको काम यी सब तपाईँकै हुन् प्रभु तपाईँको निम्ति हो. अनि लिदिनुहोस् प्रभु यो समय माग्दछौँ हाम्रो प्रभु येशूको नाउँमा आमेन.
They say they are Jews but are not.
उनीहरूले भन्छन् हामी यहुदीहरू हौ तर होइनन्.
They were not true Jews.
उनीहरू साँचो यहुदीहरू थिएनन्.
They were false Jews.
उनीहरू झुटा यहुदीहरू थिए.
The true Jew is the one who believes the word of God.
साँचो यहुदी त्यो हो जसले परमेश्वरको वचन विश्वास गर्छ.
Look at Romans 2 verses 27 and 28. There is a true Jew.
Rumi 2 ko 27 ra 28 ma hernus yaha sancho yahudi hami dekhchau.
Romans 2 verses
28
and 29.
Rumi 2 ko 27 dekhi 29
pad. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Romi 2 ko 28 ra 29. Kinabhane jo bahiri yahudi ho, u yahudi hoina. Na ta bahira sharir ma bhayeko khatna nai khatna ho. Tara jo bhitra bato ko yahudi ho, u nai yahudi ho. र हृदयको खतना नै खतना हो जो लेखिएको व्यवस्थामा होइन तर आत्मामा हुन्छ जसको प्रशंसा चाहिँ मानिसहरूबाट होइन तर परमेश्वरबाट हुन्छ.
So here is the true Jew.
त्यसैले साँचो यहुदी चाहिँ यो हो.
God called Abraham and gave him great covenants.
परमेश्वरले अब्राहमलाई बोलाउनु भयो र उसित महान करारहरू बाँध्नु भयो.
And that covenant passed to Isaac.
त्यो करार चाहिँ इसहाकमा हस्तान्तरण भयो.
And then to Jacob.
त्यसपछि त्यो याकूबमा आयो.
And God gave him the new name Israel.
उसैलाई नयाँ नाम इजरायल दिनुभयो.
And Jacob had 12 sons.
अनि याकूबका 12 छोरा भए.
And they are the 12 tribes of Israel.
अनि तिनीहरू चाहिँ इजरायलका 12 कुलहरू चाहिँ हुन्.
But every Jew that is born of Jacob is not a true Jew.
तर प्रत्येक यहुदी जो याकूबबाट जन्मेको हुन्छ ऊ साँचो यहुदी नहुन सक्छ.
And every Jew that is of the seed of Jacob will not be in the kingdom of God.
अनि प्रत्येक यहुदी जो याकूबको सन्तान भएर जन्मियो ऊ परमेश्वरको राज्यमा हुने छैन. प्रत्येक नै उता हुने छैन.
Only those that are born again.
केवल नयाँ जन्मेकाहरू मात्रै हुनेछन्.
And one of these days God will save Israel. But not every Jew. Israel as a nation will be saved, but not every Jew.
अनि एक दिन चाहिँ परमेश्वरले इजरायल एउटा जातिको रूपमा बचाउनु हुनेछ तर प्रत्येक यहुदीलाई चाहिँ होइन.
And it was Jews who led in the crucifixion of Christ.
अनि यहुदीहरू नै थिए जसले चाहिँ ख्रीष्टलाई क्रुसमा टाँग्नलाई चाहिँ नेतृत्व गरे.
And it was Jews who were leading in the persecution of the early Christians.
अनि यहुदीहरू नै थिए जसले चाहिँ सुरुका क्रिश्चियनहरूलाई सतावट गर्ने नेतृत्व गर्दै थिए.
Everywhere Paul went, the Jews were persecuting him almost everywhere.
पावल जहाँतै गए झन्डै सबै ठाउँमा नै यहुदीहरूले उनलाई सतावट दिए.
And they were Jews, but they were not.
उनीहरू यहुदी थिए तर उनीहरू यहुदी थिएन.
They were actually the synagogue of Satan.
वास्तवमा उनीहरू चाहिँ शैतानको सभा थिए.
And these kind of people are still in the world, still troubling the churches.
अनि यस्ता खालका मानिसहरू आज पनि संसारमा छन् र मण्डलीहरूलाई कष्ट दिइरहेका छन्.
What was the main teaching of these Jews who were not? They say they're Jews but are not.
हामी यहुदीहरू हौ तर जो थिएनन् उनीहरूको मुख्य शिक्षा के थियो?
First of all, they were teaching that salvation is by grace plus works.
सबभन्दा पहिलो कुरा उनीहरूले यो सिकाउँदै थिए कि मुक्ति चाहिँ अनुग्रह द्वारा अनि विश्वास द्वारा अनि कामहरू द्वारा पनि भन्थे उनीहरूले.
That's what was happening in Acts 15.
प्रेरित 15 अध्यायमा ठीक यही कुरा भइरहेको थियो.
And these Jews were teaching a false gospel.
अनि यो यहुदीहरूले चाहिँ एउटा झुटो सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्दै थिए.
And we'll see what it is.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ के थियो यहाँ देख्छौँ.
Chapter 15 verse 1.
प्रेरित 15 अध्यायको एक पद.
this false teaching is still very much in the world.
यो झुटो शिक्षा धेरै हिसाबले संसारमा आज पनि छ.
It is very much in Nepal.
नेपालमा बेसरी छ यो झुटो शिक्षा.
And certain men, Acts 15:1.
अनि प्रेरित 15 को एक पदमा.
And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved.
अनि कोही मानिसहरूले युदियाबाट झरेर भाइहरूलाई शिक्षा दिए, मूसाको रीति अनुसार तिमीहरूको खतना नहुन्जेल तिमीहरूले मुक्ति पाउन सक्दैनौ.
They were teaching that salvation requires the keeping of the law and good works.
मुक्ति पाउनलाई चाहिँ व्यवस्था पालन गर्नुपर्छ र असल कामहरू गर्नुपर्छ भनेर सिकाउँदै थिए.
But the law was not for the purpose of teaching the way of salvation.
तर व्यवस्था चाहिँ मुक्ति पाउने तरिका सिकाउने उद्देश्यले दिएको थिएन.
Every Christian must understand this.
प्रत्येक क्रिश्चियनले यो बुझ्नै पर्छ.
What is the purpose of the law?
व्यवस्थाको उद्देश्य के हो?
It's something I tried to figure out as a young Christian very much.
म नयाँ क्रिश्चियन हुँदाखेरि चाहिँ यसलाई एकदम पत्ता लगाउन म खुब प्रयास गरेको थिएँ.
And the Bible is very clear about its purpose.
अनि व्यवस्थाको उद्देश्यको बारेमा बाइबल एकदम स्पष्ट छ.
Especially in Romans and Galatians.
विशेष गरी रोमी र गलातीको पत्रहरूमा.
In Romans 3 and Galatians 3, the purpose of the law is very clear.
रोमी 3 मा र गलाती 3 मा व्यवस्थाको उद्देश्य
We'll just look at one verse, Galatians chapter 5.
केवल एउटा पद हेर्ने छौ.
I'm sorry, chapter 3.
के गलाती 3 मा.
What was the purpose of the law?
व्यवस्थाको उद्देश्य के थियो?
Verse 24.
24 पद.
Galatians 3:24.
गलाती 3 को 24.
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
गलाती 3 को 24 यसकारण व्यवस्था चाहिँ हामी विश्वासद्वारा धर्मी ठहर्यौं भनेर हामीलाई ख्रीष्टका ल्याउने हाम्रो शिक्षक भएको छ.
The law teaches us that we are sinners.
व्यवस्थाले सिकाउँछ कि हामी पापी हौं.
Law is a teacher.
व्यवस्था एउटा शिक्षक हो.
It teaches me that God is a judge and he will judge my sin.
व्यवस्थाले मलाई सिकाउँछ कि परमेश्वर न्याय कर्ता हुनुहुन्छ, उहाँले मेरो पापलाई न्याय गर्नुहुन्छ.
And then it shows me Christ who will save me from my sins.
त्यसपछि मलाई ख्रीष्ट देखाउँछ जसले चाहिँ मलाई त्यो मेरो पापहरूबाट बचाउन सक्नुहुन्छ.
Now look at verse 25.
अब 25 पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster.
तर विश्वास आइसकेपछि चाहिँ हामी अब उसको शिक्षकको अधीनतामा छैनौ.
So after I am saved, then I'm not under the old law.
त्यसैले मैले मुक्ति पाइसकेपछि अब म त्यो पुरानो व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा हुनिन.
I'm under a new law.
म एउटा नयाँ व्यवस्थाको अधीनमा हुन्छु.
And that new law is Christ himself.
अनि त्यो नयाँ व्यवस्था चाहिँ ख्रीष्ट स्वयं हुनुहुन्छ.
Very higher law.
यो ज्यादै व्यवस्था भन्दा उच्च.
Well, these Jews did not understand the purpose of the law.
तर यी यहुदीहरूले चाहिँ व्यवस्थाको उद्देश्य बुझ्दैनथे.
And so they were teaching a false gospel.
त्यसैले उनीहरूले चाहिँ एउटा झुटो सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्दै थिए.
And the early churches had to fight against that.
अनि सुरुका मण्डलीहरू यसको विरुद्धमा लड्नु पर्यो.
And they were persecuted by those false teachers.
अनि ती झुटा शिक्षकहरूबाट उनीहरू सताउन परे.
Well, this is the main teaching among Christians today.
अब आज क्रिश्चियनहरूको बीचमा सबैभन्दा मुख्य शिक्षा नै यही रहेको छ.
That salvation requires works.
कि मुक्ति पाउनलाई चाहिँ कामहरू आवश्यक छ भन्ने
शिक्षा. That's the main teaching in most churches.
धेरै जसो चर्चहरूमा मुख्य शिक्षा नै यो रहेको छ.
It's the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church.
यो चाहिँ रोमन क्याथोलिक चर्चको शिक्षा हो.
I remember talking to an old lady in Australia.
अस्ट्रेलियामा एउटा वृद्ध बजै जस्तो आमासँग कुरा गरिरहेको थिएँ.
And she was Roman Catholic.
उहाँ चाहिँ रोमन क्याथोलिक हुनुहुन्छ.
And I said, are you saved?
तपाईँले मुक्ति पाउनु हो भनेर सोधेँ.
She said, I'm trying to be a good Christian.
उनले भने म एउटा राम्रो क्रिश्चियन हुन खोज्दैछु.
I think I'm a good person.
म राम्रो मान्छे हुँ जस्तो लाग्छ.
That was her hope.
उहाँको आशा त्यो थियो.
Works.
कामहरू.
Her church taught her that.
उहाँको मण्डलीले त्यही सिकायो.
It's what the Orthodox churches believe.
So Orthodox churchहरुले सिकाउँछ.
That's what Susie was before she was saved.
मुक्ति पाउन अगाडि सुजी त्यस्तो मण्डली हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
Just like Catholic almost, but they don't have a pope.
झन्डै झन्डै क्याथोलिक जस्तै हो, खालि उनीहरूको पोप भन्ने हुँदैन.
But they're trusting in their works.
तर उनीहरूले आफ्नो कामहरूमै भरोसा गरिरहेछन्.
And their church.
उनीहरूको चर्चमा भरोसा
गरिरहेछन्. And their rituals.
उनीहरूको रीतिहरूमा भरोसा गरिरहेछन्.
And it's what most of the charismatics believe here.
अधिकांश क्यारिज्मेटिक चर्चहरूले यही विश्वास गर्छन्.
And you talk to them about their salvation and they don't understand the gospel.
उनीहरूलाई मुक्तिको बारेमा उनीहरूको कुरा गरिन्छ अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ सुसमाचार
बुझेकै छैन.
कुनै न कुनै कामद्वारा मुक्ति पाइन्छ भन्ने उनीहरूले सोच्छन्.
इट्स द मेन टीचिङ ऑल ओभर द वर्ल्ड.
संसारभरि नै मुख्य शिक्षा यही रहेको छ.
But it's a false gospel.
यो झुटो सुसमाचार हो.
And so this is not old history, this is for us today, this morning.
यो केवल एउटा पुरानो इतिहास होइन, यो चाहिँ आजकै लागि हाम्रो लागि चाहिँ चेतावनी हो.
And Jesus said they are the synagogue of Satan.
यसले भन्नुभयो तिनीहरु शैतानको सभा हुन्.
That's strong language.
यो त कडा भाषा हो.
The Bible has strong language about false things.
बाइबल मा चाहिँ झुटा कुराहरुको विषयमा चाहिँ एकदम कडा भाषा प्रयोग गरिन्छ.
And if a preacher is preaching the word, he will have strong language about these things.
अनि यदि एउटा प्रचारकले वचन प्रचार गर्दैछ भने यी विषयहरुमा उसँग पनि कडा वचनहरु हुन्छ.
In Jeremiah's day, the people did not like strong preaching.
यर्मियाको दिनमा चाहिँ त्यहाँका मानिसहरूले कडा प्रचार रुचाएनन्.
And they don't today.
आज पनि रुचाउँदैनन्.
And they said to the preachers in that day, preach the smooth things.
प्रचारकहरूलाई त्यो बेलामा उनीहरूले के भन्यो भने हामीलाई नरम कुराहरू प्रचार गर्नुस्.
Don't preach those hard things to us.
त्यस्तो कडा कुराहरू हामीलाई प्रचार नगर्नु.
We don't like to hear that.
हामीलाई त्यस्तो सुन्न मन लाग्दैन.
Well, nothing has changed.
अब केही पनि बदलेको छैन.
And God's preachers will preach the word of God if it's hard or if it's comforting or whatever it is.
परमेश्वरका प्रचारकहरूले चाहिँ उहाँको वचन प्रचार गर्नेछन्, त्यो कडा भयो भने कडा, यदि त्यो सान्त्वना दिने भने त्यस्तै अथवा जस्तो सुकै.
Jesus said they're the synagogue of Satan.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो तिनीहरू शैतानका सभा.
Why did he say such a thing?
यस्तो कुरा किन यीशुले
भन्नुभयो? Because it was the truth.
किनभने यो सत्य थियो.
The absolute truth.
यो एकदम सत्य थियो.
Someone that teaches a false gospel is of the synagogue of Satan.
जसले चाहिँ झुटो सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्छ ऊ चाहिँ शैतानको सभा हो.
Satan wants to keep people from being saved.
शैतानले मानिसहरूलाई मुक्ति नपाओस् भनेर राखिरहन चढ्छ.
And he has many religions.
अनि उसका धेरै धर्महरू छन्.
And he has many false churches.
अनि उसका धेरै झुटा चर्चहरू छन्.
And Jesus said they're the synagogue of Satan.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो तिनीहरू शैतानका सभा हुन्.
They had synagogues.
उनीहरूको सभाघरहरू थियो.
And the Jews met there.
अनि यहुदीहरू त्यहाँ भेला
हुन्छन्. They still have them all over the world.
अहिले पनि छन् संसारभरि.
And in those synagogues they teach a false gospel of works.
सभाघरहरूमा उनीहरूले चाहिँ झुटो त्यो कामहरूद्वारा मुक्ति पाइने कुरा सिकाउँछन्.
Even in Israel today.
इजरायलमा समेत आज पनि.
I have friends there who preach the gospel with missionaries.
मेरो मिशनरी साथीहरू छन् त्यहाँ जो चाहिँ प्रचार गर्छन्.
And those Jews hate him.
अनि उहाँलाई एकदम घृणा गर्छन्
ती युदीहरू. And they even tried to hurt him.
अनि उहाँलाई हानि पुर्याउन पनि खोज्याछन्.
And they even tried to crash his car off of the road.
उहाँको गाडीलाई चाहिँ बाटोबाट चाहिँ उता उतै ठोक्काउन खोजेका छन् उनीहरू.
Because they're the synagogue of Satan and they hate the gospel.
शैतानको सभा हुन् र उनीहरूले सुसमाचारलाई घृणा गर्छन्.
So Jesus said, I know these things.
अनि यीशुले भन्नु मलाई यी कुराहरू थाहा छ.
And so he gives them an exhortation in verse 10.
त्यसैले 10 पदमा उनीहरूलाई यीशुले अर्थ दिनुहुन्छ.
Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
तिमीले कष्ट भोग्न लागेका कुराहरू मध्ये कुनैसँग नडराऊ. हेर, तिमीहरूको जाँच होस् भनेर शैतानले तिमीहरू मध्ये कतिलाई झ्यालखानामा हाल्नेछ, अनि 10 दिनसम्म तिमीहरूलाई सङ्कष्ट हुनेछ. मृत्युसम्म विश्वासयोग्य रह र म तिमीलाई जीवनको मुकुट दिनेछु.
He said, do not fear the tribulation.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो संकष्ट देखि नडरा.
Don't fear these things you will suffer.
तिमीहरूले दुःख भोग्ने यी कुराहरूदेखि नडरा.
What a wonderful exhortation.
कति सुन्दर अर्थी हो यो.
There are so many troubles in life.
जीवनमा कति सङ्कष्टहरू हुन्छन्.
We don't have to fear them.
तिनीदेखि हामी डराउनु पर्दैन.
The world fears them. We don't have to fear them.
संसार डराउँछ तिनीदेखि हामी डराउनु पर्दैन.
Fear is a sin.
डराउनु पाप हो.
We don't have to fear. Jesus said, "Do not fear."
हामी डराउनु पर्दैन. येशूले भन्नुभयो न डराउ.
That's his commandment.
यो उहाँको आज्ञा हो.
If I fear, then I am sinning.
यदि म डराउँछु भने म पाप गर्दैछु.
Whether it's sickness,
चाहे त्यो हामी रोग बिमारमा हो,
family trouble,
अथवा समस्याको
समस्या
हो, अथवा सतावटको समस्या,
old age,
अथवा वृद्धावस्था हो.
Old age has many fears.
वृद्धावस्थामा धेरै डर हुन्छ.
Most of you don't know that.
धेरैजसो तपाईँलाई थाहै छैन.
But it has many fears. Bhakta Bahadur knows that.
धेरै डरहरू हुन्छन् नि. भक्त बहादुर जीलाई थाहा छ यसको.
Many sicknesses, many special troubles in old age.
धेरै रोग बिमारहरू हुन्छन्, विशेष समस्याहरू हुन्छन् वृद्धावस्थामा.
And fears can come.
डरहरू आउन सक्छन्.
Jesus said, "Don't fear."
येशूले भन्नुभयो नडराउ.
All kinds of troubles.
विभिन्न किसिमका समस्या.
Fear is a very dangerous thing in the Christian life.
डर चाहिँ ज्यादै खतरनाक पाप हो क्रिश्चियन जीवनमा.
It can make you make bad decisions.
तपाईलाई गलत निर्णयमा पुर्याउन सक्छ यसले.
It can get a hold of your life and become your master.
यसले तपाईलाई पक्रन सक्छ र मालिक बन्न सक्छ तपाईको.
If you let fear stay in your heart and do not cast it down by faith, it will become your master.
हृदयमा डरलाई ठाउँ दिनुभयो भने त्यो तपाईँको मालिक हुन्छ. यदि त्यसलाई तपाईँले पछार्नु भएन भने.
Fear is dangerous.
डर खतरनाक कुरा हो.
We overcome fear by faith.
हामी डरलाई विश्वासद्वारा जित्छौँ.
Faith comes by the word of God.
विश्वास परमेश्वरको वचनबाट आउँछ.
And it has perfect victory.
अनि यसमा सिद्ध विजय छ.
Every time the fear comes, then I can cast it down by faith.
प्रत्येक चोटि डर जब आउँछ तब म विश्वासद्वारा त्यसलाई पछार्न सक्छु.
Faith is so powerful.
विश्वास यति शक्तिशाली छ.
Comes from the word of God.
यो परमेश्वर वचनबाट आउँछ.
I can have fear.
मलाई डर हुन सक्छ.
And I can go alone and read some scripture and get faith and the fear goes away.
त्यति बेला म एक्लै गएर म केही पवित्र शास्त्र पढ्न सक्छु र म चाहिँ विजय हुन सक्छु त्यसमाथि.
Like in the hospital.
जस्तो कि हस्पिटलमा हुँदा.
In the last 3 years I've been in the hospital two times.
गत 3 वर्षमा म 2 पटक अस्पताल पुगे.
Before that I was never in a hospital my whole life.
त्योभन्दा अगाडि मेरो जीवनभरि कहिले अस्पतालमा गएँ.
There's a lot of fears when you're sick.
बिरामी हुँदा त्यहाँ धेरै डरहरू
हुन्छ.
विशेष गरी मृत्युसम्म पुर्याउने
डर.
त्यहाँ डरहरू हुन्छन्.
And those fears can be cast out by faith every time.
त्यस्ता डरहरू प्रत्येक चोटि नै विश्वासद्वारा पछारिन सकिन्छ.
But you have to, faith is a shield, it has to be held up.
तर विश्वास एउटा ढाल जस्तो हो, यसलाई चाहिँ उठाउनु पर्छ.
Ephesians 6, it's a shield.
Ephesians 6 le bhancha vishwas euta dhal ho.
If your shield is over there and the enemy is shooting darts at you, you will be overcome.
Yadi tapai ko dhal chai bhuima chha bhane shatru le agni baana ra hirkai racha bhane tapai ladnu huncha.
Doesn't matter how strong the shield is.
ढाल जतिसुकै बलियो किन नहोस्.
If it's over there on the ground, it does no good.
भुइँमा रहेको ढालले तपाईलाई केही फाइदा दिदैन.
And the enemy can shoot those darts.
अनि शत्रुले चाहिँ काँड हान्न सक्छ
तपाईलाई. And it just hurt.
अनि तपाईलाई हानि पुग्छ.
But as soon as you pick up the shield, then those darts cannot come because that shield is perfectly strong.
तपाईको ढाल उठाउने बित्तिकै त्यो काँडहरु तपाईमा आउन सक्दैन किनभने त्यो ढाल चाहिँ सिद्ध रूपमा बलियो छ.
You got to pick it up.
तपाईले उठाउनु पर्छ.
Wherever those doubts are coming or those fears, you hold it up there and it conquers it.
जसकोबाट त्यो डर त्यो शंका आएको होस् तपाईले उठाउनुस् ढाल र तपाईलाई छेक्नेछ.
Jesus said, "Don't fear."
येशूले भन्नुभयो नडराउ.
Peter is a great example of that.
पत्रुस चाहिँ यसको ठूलो नमूना हो.
He had some big faith.
उसको चाहिँ ठूलो विश्वास थियो.
He really did.
साँच्चै थियो.
Who else walked on water?
अब ऊ बाहेक अरू को हिँड्यो त पानीमा?
Only Jesus and Peter.
येशू र पत्रुस मात्रै.
None of the other disciples did that.
अरु कुनै पनि चेला त्यसो गरेनन्.
Jesus was walking along on the Sea of Galilee.
गलील समुद्रमा येशू हिँडिरहनु भएको थियो.
And Peter said, "Ask me to come out there."
पत्रुसले भने मलाई बोलाउनुस् म आउँछु.
What an idea.
कस्तो विचार हो.
So Jesus said, "Come."
यसले भन्नुभयो
and he said but they're walking on the water peter
अनि उ हेर्दैछ पानीमा पत्रुस
it happens
साँच्चै भयो
he is walking on the water
पानीमाथि हिँडिरहेको थियो
just like jesus
यसले जस्तै
And then all of a sudden he looked at the waves and the storm.
अनि एकैछिन उसले चाहिँ त्यो समुद्रको छालहरूलाई हेर्न थाले.
And he realized, wait a minute, I'm on the water.
एकैछिन उसले सोच्यो, एकछिन म त पानीमाथि छु.
And he started to sink.
अनि उ चाहिँ डुब्न थाले.
Nobody starts to sink.
अब कोही मान्छे पनि डुब्न त थाल्दैन.
You sink.
डुब्दा त तत्कालै
डुब्छ. Was with him and so he's faith was getting weak and he started to sink
yesu tyau hununthyo tesele usko bishwas chai kamzor hudai thiyo ra u dubna thalyo
because he got his eyes off of
jesus usko aankha yesu ma lagauna chhodyo
that's exactly what happens to us
I'm like thik tai huncha
we're living by faith and we're walking on the storm
hami bishwas dwara hidiraeka chhau ani samudri chhal ma hidiraeka
chhau everything's good
sabai kura ramro bhairacha
I have trouble but I have my eyes on Jesus
samasya ta chha tara aankha yesu ma chha
and then we start looking at the problem
and despachi samasya lai herna thal
oh that's a big problem
oh ho yo ta thulo
samasya and suddenly the faith starts getting weak
ekasi bishwas chai kamzor hun thalcha
we start sinking
hami dubna thalchhau
and peter cried out to jesus
ani patrus prabhu lai pukara gare
but then jesus rebuked him he said oh dear little faith why did you doubt
and tara yesule usle apkaunu bhayo e timi alpa bishwasi ho kina shanka garyo
and so jesus said don't fear
tesele yesule bhannu bhayo na dara
was a commandment
yo agya thiyo
exhortation
arti thiyo
he warned them that the devil would cast some of them into prison
शैतानले उनीहरू मध्ये कोही कोहीलाई झ्यालखानामा हाल्नेछ भन्ने कुराको चेतावनी दिनुभयो
Jesus knows the future.
येशूले भविष्य जान्नुहुन्छ.
It had not happened yet.
त्यो घटना भइसकेको थिएन.
Jesus knows what's going to happen to us.
हामीलाई के हुनेछ उहाँ जान्नुहुन्छ.
We don't know.
हामीलाई थाहा छैन.
But he knows the future.
तर उहाँ भविष्य जान्नुहुन्छ.
He is God.
उहाँ परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
He said the devil will cast you.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो शैतानले तिमीहरूलाई झ्यालखाना मान्नेछ.
There's many reasons for our troubles.
हाम्रो समस्याको पछाडी धेरै कारण हुन्छन्.
Sometimes it's because of our sin.
कहिलेकाहीँ हाम्रो पापको कारणले हुन्छ.
But sometimes it's because of the devil.
कहिलेकाहीँ चाहिँ शैतानको कारणले हुन्छ.
And there's other reasons.
अनि अरू कारणले पनि हुन्छन्.
But this trouble was from the devil.
तर यो समस्या चाहिँ शैतानबाट थियो.
We think about Job.
अय्युबको विचार गरौँ.
He had such great trouble
usko ta kati thulo kashta haru bhaye
I don't know anyone that had greater trouble than Job
usko bhanna badi kashta bhayeko koi chindina
and it was from the devil
shaitan bata thiyo
ah but God was in total control
tara parmeshwar pure niyantran gariranu bhayo
many troubles come from the devil but God is totally in control
dherai kashta haru shaitan bata aunchan tara parmeshwar le niyantran gariranu bhayeko huncha
need to read the bible
bible padhnu parcha
how many of you have read the whole bible through
timaru tapaiharu madhye kati jana le sabai bible padhnu bhayeko
chha be honest and raise your hand
imandar hunus ra hat uthaunus
if you read the whole
pure bible padhnu bhayeko chha
bhane many that's good
dherai jana raicha asal
but maybe even half have not
tara sayad aadha jati le padhe chaina hola
well you hear in the preaching job and you hear this and that peter walking away but you don't know what the preacher's talking about
तपाईँले अय्युबको बारेमा सुन्नुहुन्छ पत्रुस पानीमाथि हिँडेको सुन्नुहुन्छ तर तपाईँलाई खासै के त्यो थाहै छैन के भएको
these are the best examples for preaching are in the bible
what do you say
the best examples just illustrations
यी चाहिँ सबभन्दा असल चित्रणहरू नमुनाहरू हुन् बाइबलमा भेटिने
full of good illustrations
सबभन्दा असल चित्रणहरू बाइबलमा छन्
but you have to know the bible to understand that preaching
तर त्यो प्रचार बुझ्नलाई तपाईले बाइबल पढेको हुनुपर्छ
and when you first start reading the bible you don't understand very much actually
सुरुमा पढ्दाखेरि त खासै केही धेरै बुझिँदैन
but you'll understand all the stories
तर सबै कथाहरू त बुझ्नुहुन्छ
And then when the preacher says that you will say yes yeah I know that
अनि प्रचारकले त्यो उल्लेख गर्दा तपाईले भन्नुहुन्छ ओ मलाई पहिले पढेछु त्यो
So read and read and read the bible
त्यसले बाइबल पढेको पढेको पढै गर्नुस्
And Jesus said they will cast some of you into prison
येशूले भन्नुभयो तिमीहरु मध्ये कसैलाई शैतानले चाहिँ झ्यालखानामा हाल्नेछ
It has happened in Nepal before
नेपालमा पहिला यो भएको छ
It has happened recently
हालसालै पनि भएको छ
It might happen in the future
अनि भविष्यमा हुन सक्ने छ
And but God is in total control.
तर परमेश्वर पूर्ण नियन्त्रण गर्दै
हुनुहुन्छ. He said don't fear.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो डराउनु.
And then he says, be faithful unto death.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो मृत्युसम्म विश्वासयोग्य रह.
And I will give you a crown of life.
र म तिमीलाई जीवनको मुकुट दिनेछु.
Be faithful unto death.
मृत्युसम्म विश्वासयोग्य रह.
The Christian life is unto death.
Christian जीवन चाहिँ मृत्युसम्म हो.
It's not 1 month.
यो एक महिनालाई होइन.
It's unto death.
यो मृत्युसम्म.
Be faithful unto death.
मृत्युसम्म विश्वासयोग्य रह.
Some are faithful for a short time.
कोही कोही थोरै समयको लागि विश्वासयोग्य हुन्छन्.
We've learned to watch people.
हामीले चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई राम्ररी निगरानी गर्न सिकेका छौँ.
And they say, "Oh, I love Jesus."
उनी भन्छ, "येशूलाई म प्रेम गर्छु."
I'm going to follow Jesus.
म येशूलाई पछ्याउँछु.
Well, that's just talk.
त्यो त कुरा मात्र हो.
You have to prove that.
त्यसलाई प्रमाणित गर्न पर्छ.
Unto death.
मृत्युसम्म.
The Bible says a believer is already dead in Christ.
बाइबलले बताउँदछ विश्वासी जन चाहिँ ख्रीष्टमा मरिसकेको छ.
And that's the picture of baptism.
अनि बप्तिस्मा त्यसको चित्रण हो.
In Romans 6:3-4, baptized unto death and to the death of Christ and raised to new life.
रोमी 6:3-4 ख्रीष्ट सँग मृत्यु भएको र बौरी उठेको चित्रण.
That's the picture of baptism.
त्यो चाहिँ बप्तिस्माको चित्रण हो.
Dying with Christ.
ख्रीष्टसित मरेको.
Raised to new life with Christ.
ख्रीष्टले नयाँ जीवनमा बौरेको.
So if you're saved, you're dead.
त्यसैले तपाईँले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छ भने तपाईँ मर्नु भएको छ.
Dead, already dead.
मरिसक्नु भएको छ.
And this is the way of discipleship.
अनि चेलापनको मार्ग यही हो.
To give up our life for Christ.
हाम्रो पूरै जीवन ख्रीष्टको लागि अर्पण गर्नु.
To give up my will.
आफ्नो इच्छालाई अर्पण गर्दिनु.
My will.
मेरो आफ्नो इच्छा.
My will.
आफ्नो इच्छा.
About education.
शिक्षाको बारेमा, पढाइको बारेमा.
Everything.
जुनसुकै कुराको बारेमा.
There's only one thing that matters in the Christian life. What is God's will?
क्रिश्चियन जीवनमा एउटै कुरा मात्रै महत्त्वपूर्ण छ. परमेश्वरको इच्छा के हो?
That's the only thing.
त्यही मात्र हो.
My job.
मेरो काम.
My marriage.
मेरो विवाह.
Everything.
जेसुकै होस्.
To give my will over to God's will.
मेरो इच्छालाई परमेश्वरको इच्छामा अर्पण गरिदिनु.
It is a way of discipleship.
सेवापनमा बढ्ने यसरी हो.
It is dying.
मर्नु हो.
Dying to myself.
आफू निम्ति मर्नु हो. आफ्नो लागि मर्नु.
That is a way of discipleship.
सेला हुनु यसरी हो.
And Jesus said, I'll give you a crown of life.
येशूले भन्नुभयो म तिमीलाई जीवनको मुकुट दिनेछु.
How many things? The tree of life and the crown of life.
जीवनको रुख अनि अब जीवनको मुकुट.
We have life.
हामीसँग जीवन छ.
And we live that life.
हामी त्यो जीवन जिउँछौँ.
But it's just barely beginning.
त्यो भर्खरै सुरु मात्र भएको छ.
It is so weak in this world.
यो संसारमा त कति कमजोर छ.
Spirit is willing but the flesh is weak.
आत्मा तयार छ, शरीर कमजोर छ.
But life really will begin at the resurrection.
तर बौरी उठेपछि साँच्चै नै जीवनको सुरुवात हुनेछ.
We have it now but it will begin in its fullness in the resurrection.
अहिले हामीसँगै छ तर बौरी उठेपछि त्यहाँ चाहिँ भरपूरीमा सुरु हुन्छ.
And there will be a crown of life.
अनि त्यहाँ जीवनको मुकुट त्यहाँ हुनेछ.
That is a Well, who wears a crown? Kings wear crowns.
अब कसले मुकुट पहिरन्छ? अब राजाहरूले पहिरन्छ.
Not many kings left in the world.
अब संसारमा त धेरै राजाहरू बाँकी छैनन् अब.
King Nepal was one of the last ones.
अब अन्तिम राजाहरु मध्ये नै नेपालकै राजा थियो संसारमा.
ज्ञानेन्द्र. He was one of the last kings in the world.
नेपालकै संसारकै अन्तिम राजाहरु मध्ये चाहिँ राजा ज्ञानेन्द्र थियो.
Linda saw when she was here before we were married, she saw Narendra's coronation. A little bit of it.
धेरै अगाडि हुँदाखेरि लिन्दा दिदीले चाहिँ वीरेन्द्र राजाको राज्याभिषेक हेर्नु भयो.
He came riding to Kathmandu on the elephant.
हात्तीमा चढेर काठमाडौँको सडकहरूमा हिँड्नु भयो.
And but that king's gone. All those kings are gone.
तर ती सबै राजाहरू गइसके.
But kingdom is God's will.
तर राज्य भनेको चाहिँ परमेश्वरको इच्छा हो.
Christ is a king.
Christ said,
not president
or
prime minister.
No,
he's king. And he is going to establish his kingdom.
And
there will be one king on the whole earth. But many will share his throne.
And
there were crowds. Crowd of life. And so, this is Jesus' exhortation to this church.
And
then he gives the final word. This is the way he speaks to every church.
In verse
11 is the final word. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
Jasko kaan cha usle sunos. Atmale mandaliharulai ke bhannuhuncha. Jasle jay pauncha uslai dosro mrityu bata kunai hani hune chaina.
He that hath an ear.
Jasko kaan cha.
I don't know how many have an ear in here.
Yeah, kati jana sanga yo sunne kaan cha malai thaha chaina.
Born again ear.
Naya janma paera paeko kaan.
Let him hear.
Walai sunna dinus. E wahako kura sunnus.
Let him hear.
Tesle sunos.
That's a way of growing.
Yesari nai hami barne ho.
It doesn't mean just hear, it's talking about obey.
Yo khali awaz sunne bhaneko haina, yo chai aagya palan garne bhaneko.
Hear it and do something.
Sunnus ra kehi garnus.
I don't know if that's happening.
यो भइरहेछ कि छैन म थाहा छैन.
Only God knows.
परमेश्वरले मात्र थाहा छ.
You're hearing, but what is happening? Are you hearing? Are you really hearing?
तपाईले सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि साँच्चै सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ?
You hear that I need to die to myself.
अब तपाईले सुन्नुभयो म आफ्नो इच्छाको लागि मर्नु पर्छ.
But do you live like that?
तर के तपाई त्यस्तो तरिकाले जिउनुहुन्छ?
You hear that I need to come to Jesus today.
तपाई सुन्नुहुन्छ म आज येशु कहाँ आउनु पर्छ.
Now is the day.
आजको दिन नै त्यो दिन हो.
But do you do it?
तर तपाईले त्यो गर्नुहुन्छ?
You hear about being wise parents and making wise decisions for your children.
बुद्धिमानी बुवामा हुनु पर्छ, आफ्नो नानीहरुको लागि बुद्धिमानी निर्णयहरु गर्नु पर्छ भन्ने सुन्नुहुन्छ?
You hear it, but do you hear it?
तपाईले सुन्नुहुन्छ? तर तपाईले सुन्नुहुन्छ साँच्चै?
There ought to be changes in the hearts here.
किन? त हृदयहरुमा परिवर्तनहरु हुनु पर्ने.
There's a lot of preaching of the word of God.
यहाँ वचनको थुप्रो प्रचार हुँदैछ.
And God's people should be saying, yes, yes, I need to be changing. Yes, I need to be doing.
अनि परमेश्वरको जनहरुले त भन्नु पर्छ, हो हो मैले यो अब परिवर्तन हुनु पर्छ, मैले यो गर्नु पर्छ.
I need to repent of that thing.
मैले त्यो कुराको लागि पश्चाताप गर्नु पर्छ.
Repentance, that's the theme of one of the themes of these messages to the churches.
पश्चाताप नै यी सन्देशहरुको मूल विषय एउटा हो.
And you need to be sitting there saying, yes, I need to repent of that. Yes, I need to repent of that.
अनि त्यहाँ बस्ने तपाईले त भन्नु पर्ने हो, म त्यसबाट पश्चाताप गर्नुपर्छ अनि त्यसबाट पश्चाताप गर्नुपर्छ.
That's hearing.
त्यो चाहिँ साँच्चै सुनेको हो.
He that hears, let him, he that has an ear, let him hear.
जसको कान छ उसले सुनोस्.
He will not be hurt of the second death.
यो दोस्रो मृत्युले उसलाई हानि गर्ने छैन.
He that overcomes will not be hurt of the second death.
जसले जय पाउँछ उसलाई दोस्रो मृत्युबाट कुनै हानि हुने छैन.
There are so many Christians that are not saved.
यति धेरै क्रिश्चियनहरू हुन्छन् जसले मुक्ति पाएका छैन.
And I believe there are probably Christians here that are church members of one of these churches that are present and you're not saved.
अनि म विश्वास गर्दछु कि यहाँ जो मण्डली सदस्यहरू नै हुनुहुन्छ विभिन्न मण्डलीबाट अनि तपाईँ मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन.
You don't obey Christ.
क्रिस्टको आज्ञा मान्नुहुन्न.
You don't grow.
तपाईँ बढ्नुहुन्न.
Year after year.
वर्ष पछि वर्ष बित्छ.
Your Christian life is the same.
तपाईँको
disobedience, lukewarm type of thing.
तपाईँको क्रिस्चियन जीवन भनेको चाहिँ त्यही अनाज्ञाकारी मन तातो उस्तै छ.
Is that true of anyone here?
यहाँ मध्ये कसैको बारेमा यो साँचो छ त?
Well, that means probably that means you're not an overcomer.
यसको माने तपाईँ जय पाउने व्यक्ति होइन.
Because you're not doing these things.
तपाईँले यी कुराहरू गरिरहनु भएको छैन.
And that means you're not saved.
यसको माने तपाईँले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन.
Very serious.
गम्भीर कुरा हो.
Salvation is a very big thing.
मुक्ति ज्यादै ठुलो कुरा हो.
It is always a life-changing thing.
यो जहिले पनि जीवनै आमूल परिवर्तन गराउने कुरा हो.
Always.
सधैँ नै.
It's not possible to be saved and not have a dramatic change of life.
Mukti paeko tara amul pariwartan nabhayeko hunu asambhav
cha.
Yo sambhavai chaina.
These are strong teachings.
Yi jhari kada shiksha hun.
Not my teaching, this is Christ.
Mero shiksha hoina, yo Christ.
Strong teachings.
Yi shiksha jhari kada cha.
This need to be taught in all the churches.
Sabai mandalihar ma yi kura sikainu pareko cha.
Strong teaching.
Kada shiksha hun.
Overcomer.
Jay paunehru.
If you're not an overcomer, you will be you heard of the second death.
Tapai jay paune byakti hununna bhane tapai lai dosro mrityu le hani garne cha.
That means you're lost for sure.
Yesko mane tapai nischay nai haraeko hununcha.
The second death is the lake of fire.
Dosro mrityu bhaneko aago ko kund ho.
We'll read that in closing.
Tyo nai hami
Revelation 20.
Yaha andama padhne chhau Prakash 20 adhyay.
The second death.
दोस्रो मृत्यु.
If you're not an overcomer, you will be heard of the second death.
तपाईं यदि जय पाउने व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्न भने तपाईं दोस्रो मृत्युद्वारा हानि पाउनुहुनेछ.
What a terrible hurt.
यो कति ठूलो हानि हो.
In Revelation 20 verse 11.
प्रकाश 20 को 11 पदमा.
Here is the second death.
यहाँ चाहिँ दोस्रो मृत्यु यहाँ छ.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of people will be here at this second death.
Arabon manisharu yaha hunecha.
Most people that have lived on this world will be here at this judgment.
Yes, prithvima jivan jieka dherai jaso manisharu yo nyayma ubhinu parnecha.
And if you're not an overcomer, you will be here. This is your future.
Ani yadi tapai jay paune byakti hununna bhane तपाईँ यहाँ पुग्नुहुनेछ. तपाईँको भविष्य यही लेखेको छ.
This is not poetry.
यो एउटा कविता होइन.
This is a real judgment in the future.
यो चाहिँ भविष्यमा हुने वास्तविक न्याय हो.
I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
अनि मैले एउटा ठुलो सेतो सिंहासन र त्यसमाथि बस्नु हुनेलाई देखेँ, जसको सामुन्नेबाट पृथ्वी र आकाश भागे, अनि तिनीहरूका निम्ति कहीँ ठाउँ पाइएन. अनि मैले दुवै साना र ठुला मरेकाहरूलाई परमेश्वरका सामु उभिरहेका देखेँ. अनि पुस्तकहरू खोलिए, अनि अर्को पुस्तक खोलियो, जो जीवनको पुस्तक हो. अनि ती पुस्तकहरूमा लेखिएका कुराहरूबाट मरेकाहरूको न्याय तिनीहरूका कामहरू अनुसार गरियो. अनि समुद्रले त्यसभित्र भएका मरेकाहरूलाई दिइहाल्यो, अनि मृत्यु र नरकले तिनीहरूभित्र भएका मरेकाहरूलाई दिइहाले, अनि तिनीहरूका कामहरू अनुसार तिनीहरू हरेकको न्याय गरियो. अनि मृत्यु र नरक आगोको झिलभित्र फ्याँकिए. यो दोस्रो मृत्यु हो, अनि जसको नाम जीवनको पुस्तकमा लेखिएको पाइएन, त्यो आगोको झिलभित्र फ्याँकियो.
This is the second death.
यो दोस्रो मृत्यु हो.
So everyone who's not the overcomer will be here.
त्यसैले जय नपाएको प्रत्येक व्यक्ति यहाँ पुग्नेछ.
In the lake of fire.
आगोको झिलमा.
What a terrible thought.
कस्तो डरलाग्दो विचार.
There's a way into it.
त्यहाँ पस्ने ठाउँ छ.
But there's no way out of it.
तर निस्कने ठाउँ छैन.
It's not a place of burning up and then you are no more.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ जलेर शेष भइजाने त होइन.
Verse 10.
10 पद.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
अनि तिनीहरूलाई धोका दिने शैतान आग र गन्धकको झिलभित्र फ्याँकियो जहाँ त्यो पशु र त्यो झुटो भविष्यवक्ता पनि छन् अनि दिन रात सदा सर्वदा तिनीहरू पीडाले तडपाइने छन्
day and night forever and ever
din raat sada sarvada
it's a lake of fire that's the second death
yo aago ko jhil ho yo dosro mrityu ho
that's every unsaved person
pratik mukti napaeko byakti ha
they will be judged according to their works
unko kaam ro anusar unharko nyay garine cha
if you are judged by god according to your works you are lost forever
yadi tapai ko kaam ro anusar parmeshwar le tapai lai nyay garnu parne ho bhane tapai sada sarvada ko lagi haraunu hunecha
every one of your sins will be punished forever
tapai ko ek ek paap haru sada sarvada ko lagi danda dine cha
and you will never stop sinning
ani tapai kahile paap garna chhodnu pani hunna
the punishment never ends
desale danda pani kahile tungidaina
it's not in a jail where you get some food every day
एउटा जेल जस्तो होइन जहाँ हरेक दिन खान पाइन्छ
there's a bad jails here in Nepal
एक नराम्रो जेलहरू छन् यहाँ नेपालमा
police beat the people
पुलिसहरूले पिट्छन् त्यहाँ
yeah there's bad jails
नराम्रो जेलहरू छन्
but no this is not a bad jail
तर यो नराम्रो जेल होइन
this is a lake of fire
यो त आगोको झिल हो
You better be careful about salvation
मुक्तिको विषयमा चाहिँ एकदम होशियार हुनुस्
we've had many pretenders
धेरै जना देखावटीहरू भएका छन्
and eventually they left and they showed that they were not saved
ani antama unharu chodera gaye unharle mukti paeka chainan bhanne kura dekhaye
so we give this warning
tesele yo chetauni didai chhau
this is jesus warning
yo chai yesu ko chetauni ho
if you're the overcomer you will never go to the lake of fire
tapai jay paune byakti hununcha bhane tapai kahile pani narak ko aag ma janu pardaina
because you're the saved one
kin tapai ta mukti paeko byakti
you have the blood of christ
tapai sita christ ko ragat chha
jesus is your savior
yesu tapai ko mukti data hununcha
But if you're not the overcomer, this is your destiny.
तर तपाई जय पाउने व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्न भने तपाईको गन्तव्य चाहिँ यो हो.
We cannot imagine this.
यो चाहिँ कल्पना पनि गर्न सकिदैन.
But Jesus said there will be weeping and wailing.
तर यीशुले भन्नुभयो त्यहाँ रुवावासी र दाराकी टाइम नै.
Wailing.
रुवाई हुनेछ. रुवावासी भनेको छ.
And they realize that there's no hope. It's too late.
अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ महसुस गर्छन् कि अब ढिलो
भइसक्यो
मैले सुसमाचारलाई व्यवस्था गरेँ अब ढिलो
भइसक्यो
अब म नरक सदा सर्वदा जानु पर्नेछ अनि रुवावासी हुनेछ यीशुले अनि दारा किताई हुनेछ अनि रुवावासी हुनेछ
इट्स वेरी सीरियस
गम्भीर कुरा
लेट्स प्रे
हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ